我哋今日读经经文系嚟自马可福音七章十三到一到十三节，同埋以赛亚书二十九章十三到十四节。
Today's scripture reading comes from Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13, and Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 through 14.
我哋会用启应嘅方式，首先用广东话启应读，然后再用英文嘅方式，启应方法读。
We'll be reading responsively, first in Cantonese, then in English.
马可福音第七章，有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来到耶稣那里聚集。原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔仔细洗手就不吃饭。法利赛人和文士问他说：你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传，用俗手吃饭呢？他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。又说：你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，又守自己的遗传。你们倒说：人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经作了割耳板，我们一起读第十三节。这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还作许多的事。以赛亚书第二十九章，主说：因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。
Mark chapter 7, verse 1. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, for the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders.
And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there were many other traditions that they observed, such as washing the cup and pot and copper vessel and dining couch.
And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?
And he said to them, Well, did Isaiah prophesy of your hypocrites? As it is written, These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
You leave the commandments of God and hold to the tradition of men.
And he said to them, You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition.
For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles fathers or mother must surely die.
But you say, if a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God.
Then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother.
thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and many such things you do. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men.
Therefore, behold, I will again to do wonderful things with the people, the wonder upon wonder, and the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be hidden.
愿神祝福读和听祂话语的人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
今天我们有郑振源弟兄为我们讲道，个题目是你的心，事情的核心。
Brother Jin Chung will be giving today's message entitled The Heart of the Matter.
Morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Once again, I'd like to welcome everyone who's here joining us this morning in person and online.
咁我再一次欢迎大家，无论系你系在场喺度同我哋一齐崇拜，或者喺网上边。
In today's passage, as we just read, we see that the Pharisees and some scribes—they are the teachers of the law—were called hypocrites.
咁我哋头先睇个经文讲到呢啲法利赛人同埋文士，佢哋系被称呼为假冒为善嘅人。
These Pharisees and some, these scribes knew the Bible front to back.
咁呢啲法利赛人同埋文士咧，佢哋好清楚圣经。
But they were called hypocrites because they lived according to the tradition of men more than the commandments of God.
咁佢哋被称为假冒为善，系因为佢哋着重人嘅遗传传统多过神嘅诫命。
And in today's passage, particularly, we see two traditions.
咁今日经文咧讲到特别个两个嘅传统。
From chapter 7 verse 1 to 5, we see washing hands before a meal.
咁啊，头先睇过嘅第七章讲到话系食嘢之前佢哋洗手。
And in verses 10 to 13, we see honoring parents.
咁另外一段就十至到十三节就讲到系孝敬父母。
And in between these two particular traditions,Isaiah 29:13 to 14 is being quoted by Jesus to show the heart of the matter.
咁喺当中吓，佢引用到以赛亚书嘅二十九章十三同埋十四节，讲到嗰个问题嘅核心。
And here we see the author of Mark using the Old Testament to apply into the time of New Testament.
咁我哋睇到咧，马可咧系引用到旧约嘅圣经去应用喺新约嘅时代。
And this is the main message of Isaiah 29:13-14, which is empty ritualism and obduracy of the hearer, heart of Israel.
咁呢个以赛亚书二十九章十三到第十四节嗰个主题就系嗰个遗传传统嗰个空洞同埋人以色列佢哋听到，但系佢哋听唔到佢哋嗰个顽固。
For example, people honor God.With their lips, yet their hearts are not even close to God.
例如人用佢嘅嘴唇去赞美神，但系佢嘅心亦，但系心系唔系接近神嘅。
It's like we're here physically and present, yet our mind and our hearts are far from this presence of God.
例如你喺呢一度喺度坐喺度，但系你嘅心咧系离开神。
And therefore.They worship God in vain.
所以他们的敬拜呢都是无意义。
And they are confused to teach the commandments of men as the doctrines of Christian life.
然后呢他们用人的传统去教导，好像教导基督徒的生命的教义一样。
So in short, these people's external forms of religion, religious devotion,were empty.
換句話講，佢哋外在嘅宗教嘅呢啲嘅虔誠，其實係好空洞。
their participation of religious rituals as well as confessions made with their hearts were not supported or were not backed by their inner person.
也就是说他们外在的这个宗教的行为和他们口里面所讲的承认的家教并没有用他们的生命去支持。
And because Jesus is rebuking that tradition, we know God displeases that.
因为刚才经文看到耶稣基督是督责他们这些行为，所以我们知道神是不喜悦这些行为的。
From today's passage, we know that God displeases empty-hearted rituals and empty-hearted words that come out of your mouth.
我们今天经文看到神是不喜悦那些空洞的传统习俗和那些空洞的口里面的宣讲。
Before we dive into the crux of the matter here, let me open up a prayer as we prepare to receive the word of God today.
让我们一起去祈祷去接受神的话语。
Dear God, we know that there are twisted truth in our mind and our hearts.
天父，我们知道在我们的心里面有真理是被扭曲了。
And we know that our externalities and internalities are not always in agreement.
我们知道外在和内在并不一致。
It is because sin has distorted our nature, O God.
主，我们知道罪呢，去扭曲了我们的本质。
And without that sin being removed, there will not be agreement of our internals and our externals that you desire.
主，如果这个罪不是拿走了的时候呢，我们外在和内在呢，都不是一致，不是合乎你的心意。
And this complete agreement of our inner person and outer person can only be found in Jesus Christ.
我们表里合一是只有可以能够在耶稣基督里面才找到。
And in Jesus Christ, we see and we anticipate that eternal kingdom of God.
我们在基督里面，我们去预期永恒的国度会来。
And in that eternal kingdom of God, there will be no distorted truth in our hearts.
而在神的这个永恒的国度里面，不再我们的心不再被扭曲。
But everyone in one agreement under Jesus Christ, we would be in arms to worship you.
在耶稣基督里面，我们会是手牵手的，一起可以去敬拜你。
So I ask, please open everyone's heart this morning.
所以主，今天早上我们求你去开我们每一个人的心。
To worship you, not with our presence of our body, but with our mind and our heart.
我们敬拜你的时候，不单只是我们的身体在这里，而是我们的心，我们的意志都是一起。
And use my mouth as well as Raymond's mouth to preach the gospel, preach the word as is.
用我们的口和翻译的口 去宣讲这个真理。
And hide preachers' own human understandings and interpretations behind the cross.
又将我们的自己的理解是放在十架之后。
And also hide our biased reception of your word behind the cross.
又将我们对你的话语的偏见呢，都放在十字架之后。
So that we may not put our traditions before your commandments.
以致我们不会将我们自己的传统是放在你自己的诫命之先。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名义求。
So Isaiah 29:13, we kind of need to see what's the background there.
咁以赛亚书29:13-14，我哋要知道咧嗰个背景嘅资料。
And throughout the Gospel of Mark, we see that the recurring theme is the human heart.
咁马可福音不断重复嘅主题就系讲到人嘅心。
We see this in Mark 6:22, Mark 6:52, Mark 7:21, and as well as Mark 8:17.
在马可福音的6:5-7:21-8:7 都有出现。
And interestingly enough, we see that the Gospel of Mark actually begins by quoting the book of Isaiah.
事实上，马可福音的开头就已经是引用了以赛亚书。
So Mark is, what he's doing is that there is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in life of Jesus Christ.
他所讲的就是说在耶稣基督的生命上面，他成就了以赛亚书里面的预言。
So today's passage happens when the Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem saw some of the disciples were eating without washing their hands.
咁今日嘅经文讲到就系法利赛人同埋文士咧喺耶路撒冷里边去睇到耶稣嘅门徒，佢哋食嘢之先咧并冇洗手。
Who doesn't wash hands before you eat in this room？
喺呢里边边个啊未食嘢之前
？If I don't wash my hands，
或者冇洗手
，my wife will be very mad。
咁如果我唔洗手嘅时候咧，我太太唔会好高兴。
And if I don't wash my hands and hold my babies， my wife will come after me。
咁如果我唔洗手就去抱我个女咧，咁我老婆咧唔会放过我。
Regardless, both Jews and Pharisees did not eat until or unless they washed their hands, and this was according to the traditions of the elders.
咁咧，法利赛人同埋文士咧，佢哋食嘢之前咧一定会洗手，因为呢个咧系根据佢哋祖先嘅遗传。
And in verses 3 to 4, Mark provides more examples of this elder tradition, such as washing of not just the hands, but cups that they used to eat and washing of utensils.
咁馬可福音當中第三、第四節特別都講到其他嘅傳統，譬如係洗杯啊、洗其他嘅器皿啊咁樣。
So, elderly tradition of Israelites thought if you touch these cups with unwashed hands, it will defile it.
咁呢啲古人嘅傳統認為咧，如果你用唔乾淨嘅手去掂呢啲杯盤嘅時候咧，你就會令到自己都污穢。
And at the same time, if you don't wash the cups and you touch the cups that is not washed, then they thought that your hands are defiled because of unwashed cups.
同樣嘅，如果呢啲杯盤都冇洗乾淨，然後你掂佢嘅時候咧，呢啲杯污糟嘅杯盤咧就會令到你嘅手都污糟。
We didn't cover today, but from verses 14 and onward, Jesus clarifies what actually defiles person.
咁我哋今日冇睇到嘅就係就十四節繼續落去咧，就耶穌基督講到有乜嘢究竟可以污穢人。
And you and I know that it is not of external defilement, but what comes out of the heart that is unpurified is what defiles the person.
你同我都知道，唔係外在嘅嘢去使人污穢，而係喺人入邊心裏邊嘅嘢去使人污穢。
Regardless, in verse 5, these Pharisees and scribes of the law.Who received the commandment and twisted it to fit into their own tradition? Ask a question to Jesus.
咁第五節個裏邊講到就係法利賽人文士咧，其實佢哋領受啲戒命嘅時候，將呢啲戒命扭曲咗，成為佢哋嘅傳統，然後去問耶穌呢個問題。
They said to Jesus, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat with defiled hands?"
咁佢問耶穌：點解你嘅門徒咧唔根據古人嘅傳統，然後用你個污糟嘅手咧去食嘢
？You and I can almost imagine what type of tone of voice these people had in their question to Jesus。
你同我都想像到呢啲人問耶穌呢個問題嘅時候，你諗到佢個語氣係點樣
？And Jesus responds to these questions and proceeds to criticize their heartless rituals.By quoting Isaiah's prophecy.
然后耶稣去回答，去继续去去指责佢哋呢啲空洞嘅传统。佢引用到以赛亚书二十九章十三节。
And Isaiah 29:13, as we read this morning, said, "Draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me."
咁我哋刚才读过十三节，佢话主说，因为这百姓亲近我。用嘴唇尊敬我，心卻遠離我。
Now the context that these Israelites were in was that they were in the middle of a national threat from the Assyrians as well as the Babylonians.
咁剛才嘅經文個背景就係話以色列人咧喺呢個亞述同埋巴比倫人嘅戰爭嘅當中。
And later on in Isaiah 29 and 30, God prophesied their deliverance.Through the prophet Isaiah.
咁二十九章三十节佢继续耶稣神咧去预示到神会拯救以色列人，藉住以赛亚。
But the wise men of Israel did not listen to that prophecy.
咁但系以色列嘅聪明人咧，佢自为聪明嘅人咧，并冇听到呢个启示。
Instead, they secretly in their hearts they put their hope and trust in the Egyptian army.
而佢哋咧喺心里边咧，佢自己去筹谋，就系话咧，去能希望依靠住埃及嘅军队得到拯救。
Even though God has clearly spoken through Isaiah that He will deliver them,
纵使神好清楚嘅藉住以赛亚已经去讲咗话，神会拯救佢哋。
These wise men who knew the book of Moses very well secretly put their hope in Egyptian's mighty army.
呢啲嘅文聪明嘅人，佢哋咧，纵使佢哋好清楚摩西五经，但系佢哋仍然咧将佢嘅心咧，将佢哋希望咧摆喺埃及嘅军队嘅里边。
Their hearts and where they were, their condition. They could not bear to wait for the invisible God's hand.
因为佢哋嘅心，佢哋觉得唔能够去等呢个我佢哋睇唔见嘅神嘅手去工作。
Perhaps out of desperate desire to be delivered.
可能佢哋好望渴望去可以即时嘅得到拯救。
Or maybe perhaps their faith was not. Lived out,
又或者佢哋并冇活出佢哋嘅信心。
They just didn't have enough legroom and energy, and in today's term, they did not have that optimism to wait for God, who is invisible, but to go after and asking help to the visible Egyptian army.
佢哋咧并唔能够去等待，或者佢哋唔能够乐观到去等待嗰个睇唔见嘅神嘅手去拯救佢哋，然后佢哋所以佢哋想依靠。埃及人得到拯救。
We've been in a situation where we truly desired some sort of a help or invisible hand to help us out.
咁我哋都试过喺我哋嘅状况里边，就系话希望有得到帮助，或者系呢个无形嘅手咧，去即时去帮助我哋。
And because in Romans 1 it says the law of God is written in our hearts, we know that God is for us.
在罗马书里面第一章讲话神的律法写在我们的心里面，我们知道神是为我们的。
Yet we often find ourselves not waiting for the Lord, but making things, secretly planning our own escape route.
我们经常都看到就是说我们并没有等待神来帮助我们，然后我们自己去私心的私下的去希望去能够找到个方法得到拯救。
And in that secret planning,What we have done is we have been rejecting God's word, meaning we're not trusting that He is able. Second, we are ignoring God's presence, actively ignoring God's presence.
我哋喺我哋私下嘅自己嘅计划筹算嘅里边，第一，我哋并冇去相信神嘅拯救；第二，就系话我哋完全去否定咗神与我哋嘅同在。
And it might be a split-second decision for us.
对我们来说可能只是一刻的一个决定。
It might be a presumptuous act of turning our hearts for a second away from God and putting our hope on our own or the things around us.
可能就是只是那一刻我们将我们的心是离开神，然后将我们的盼望放在我们的自己或者我们周围的事物上面。
And this is what Israelites were doing.
这个就是以色列人正正是做这件事。
But what is interesting is that they're not just the new believers in Israelites, but they were the wise men of Israel.
这些人不是一些在以色列里面刚刚信神的人，而是他们是有智慧的人。
They knew the word of God from the book of Moses to all the way up to the Babylonian exile.
他们熟悉神的话语，无论是由摩西五经直至到去巴比伦人使他们流亡那里。
These people had a knowledge of God.
他们对神是有知识。
These people had...The message that received from God.
他们从神里面去得到神的信息。
And yet they did not rely on God.
但是他们并没有去依靠神。
How is that possible?
有什么可能呢?
If we truly know who God is, we cannot turn away from Him.
如果我们知道神是哪个的时候，我们没可能去从他里面去转开。
If we have experienced the benefit of the Holy Spirit, power of the Holy Spirit in our life, there's no way that we can turn around or turn away from Him.
如果我们曾经经历过神的带领和祂给我们的好处的时候，我们没可能从祂里面去离开。
And yet we all know that's not the case, don't we?
但我们每一个人都知道我们并不是这样。
We constantly fall.
我哋不斷嘅跌倒。
We constantly plan away apart from God。
我哋不斷嘅去有自己嘅計劃離開神。
Especially in this New York City, if we are a bit tad slower than the other peers, then we will be left behind and we will lose everything。
特別係喺紐約市嘅時候，如果我哋比其他嘅人咧係慢啲嘅時候咧，我哋隨時會失去我哋嘅嘢。
And I want to encourage you. In that moment, will you uphold God's promise?Or will you just do everything on your own?
我要鼓励你在这些这样的时候，你是不是将神的应许去高举，还是是你做你自己想做的呢？
Brothers and sisters, this life is not perfect.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命不是完美的。
And therefore, there will be ups and downs until he calls us home or he returns.
直至到他呼召我们回去他的那里，或者他回来的时候，我们生命一定会有高高低低。
It's easy to worship God, you give thanks to God when He is good to us in the form of our own understanding and definition of goodness.
当是神，我们觉得神是对我们好，我们去认为是好的时候，我们很容易去赞美神，敬拜神。
But I want to encourage you, when you are at the lowest point of your life, do not let go of God.
但我鼓励你，当你在生命的低潮的时候，不要放弃神。
He has been faithful, He is faithful, and He will ever be faithful.
他过去对我们是信实，现在是信实，而且他永远都是信实的。
Do not be anxious, but hold on to God who is eternal.
不要去忧虑，然后去抓紧这个永恒的神。
And we clearly see from Isaiah's context, if you fail to do so,
我们看到以赛亚书里面，如果我们并没有这样做的时候，
What's happening is that God poured out the dullness of mind over them.
神就将昏暗的心咧，系倾倒喺佢哋嗰度。
Now, according to the Jewish commentaries of the Old Testament, God poured out the spirit of deep sleep upon the Israelites.
咁根据旧约圣经嘅解经家，佢话神咧将呢个沉睡嘅灵咧浇灌喺佢哋嘅身上。
God poured out.The spirit of deep sleep.
这个沉睡的灵神啊，浇灌在以色列人的身上。
If you're sleeping, please wake up.
如果你睡觉的时候，请你醒一醒。
He further explained this sleep as the state of folly caused by God.
他们继续解释说，这种沉睡的状况其实就是好像一个愚蠢的状况，是因神而起的。
And God let the Israelites be intellectually numb.
神让以色列人在智力上变得麻木。
Because Israelites in the midst of a national threat did not trust in God.
因为以色列人在这个他们的危机里面并没有相信神。
Some Jewish commentators say that their very act of putting trust elsewhere is...The state of stupidity of Israel's part.
咁猶太嘅解經家佢話，佢哋將佢哋嘅信心咧擺喺其他嘢上邊，就係因為佢哋嘅心，佢哋自己嘅愚蠢。
In other words, because they were intellectually numb, they put their trust away from God.
因為佢哋智力上邊嘅麻木，佢哋嘅將佢哋嘅信心咧係擺喺神以外嘅嘢。
Instead, they were to obey God's word spoken through the prophet Isaiah.
但其实他们应该要去藉着先知以赛亚说话去顺服神的诫命。
What happened was that Israelites saw Egyptians and Babylonians going against each other.
咁以色列人去睇到埃及人同埋巴比伦人，佢哋一齐佢哋打彼此去打仗斗争。
And seeing it for themselves, they ignored.The voice of God and plan their own deliverance from the Babylonian invasion.
咁佢哋睇到呢啲咁嘅事情嘅时候咧，佢哋并冇听到神嘅声音，然后佢哋计划从巴比伦人嘅入侵里边咧，希望得到释放。
And because of that, God inflicts dark clouds over the minds of the wise men of Israelites.
因为咁样神咧就使到一个好似一个黑云咧，去降到喺以色列人嘅心里边。
And therefore, this barred them from understanding God's message spoken through Isaiah.
因为这样就禁止了他们去明白到神藉着以赛亚所讲的信息。
And not because, not just only a wise men of Israelites, God had inflicted dark clouds over the minds of Egyptians as well.
咁咧，神咧亦都將呢個黑雲咧，亦都係放喺埃及人嘅心裏邊。
Now Egyptians call themselves to be very wise.
埃及人佢哋自稱係好聰明。
They boasted in their wisdom.
佢哋去吹噓佢哋自己嘅聰明。
But God poured out the state of sleep.
但係神咧將呢個沉睡嘅靈去擺喺佢哋嗰度。
And God perished the wisdom and the wise men of Egypt and hidden the discernment of their discerning men.
神咧去使到埃及人嘅聪明嘅智慧咧，系都系消灭，并且咧将你佢哋能够辨别嗰种嘅心智咧，亦都系攞走。
So both the human wisdom of Israelites as well as Egyptians, as opposed to the commandments of God, was blinded in Isaiah 29:10.
咁人嘅以色列人佢哋当中所讲嘅智慧同埋埃及人嘅智慧咧，喺以赛亚书二十九章十节里边咧，系被神咧去遮蔽咗。
In Isaiah 29:13 describes their heart as a distant heart。
咁二十九章十三节形容呢个心咧系远离神嘅心。
If you truly, truly know what it means to be closer in the presence of God，
如果你真系明白到咩叫靠近神咧？
Last thing you want to see is the person you love having a distant heart from God.
你最唔想见到嘅就系话你所爱嘅人咧，系佢嘅心系离开神。
And I pray that every one of us in this room may desire that none of us next to you, front of you, behind you would have a distant heart from God.
我希望你都去渴求啦，就系你周围前后左右嘅人咧，唔会有一个远离神嘅心。
That we would not submit ourselves to the traditions of our culture.
我哋唔会将自己咧系降服喺我哋嗰个传统价值嘅里边。
That we may not be inflicted with the dark clouds over our mind.
我哋唔会系喺我哋嘅心里边有一个黑云喺度。
That we may not lose the discernment of our discerning men.
我哋唔会喺我哋嘅里边咧，能将呢个辨别嘅心咧系消灭。
And that the place of our worship.May not be a place of empty ritualism.
我哋敬拜嘅地方唔会成为一个只系有空洞嘅传统习俗嘅地方。
And it may not be under a judgment.
而我哋唔会被去审判。
Now let's go back to the Mark's account of the hypocrites. Now Jesus quoted Isaiah 29:13 to rebuke the hypocrites.
我哋翻去马可福音里边所讲到。耶稣去引用以赛亚书去训斥呢啲嘅假冒为善嘅人。
These hypocrites gave more significance to human tradition according to their needs and desires than God's commandments.
咁呢啲假冒为善嘅人，佢哋重视人嘅传统，因为佢哋嘅需要同埋佢哋嘅渴求多过神嘅诫命。
So when they saw Jesus' disciples are eating without following the ritual cleansing instituted by the tradition of elders, they had to speak up.
咁当佢哋睇到耶稣嘅门徒并冇根据古人嘅传统去洗手嘅时候咧，佢哋就要出声啦。
And closely speaking, Jesus gave two responses to their question.
咁耶稣就用两个回应去回应呢啲嘅问题。
First one is from chapter 7, right? Verses 6 to 13, which centers on two Old Testament passages and involves a two-part rebuke on the tradition of the elders.
第一个在第七章六至到十三节就是包括了两个的旧约的经文，也都是包括两个是怎样去分析他们这些古人的传统。
And the second part is Jesus' teaching on what actually defiles and what does not defile a man.
第二部分就是耶稣教导有什么是污秽人，有什么是不会污秽人。
Here we see the juxtaposition of whether we putting importance in our externalaction, or whether we're putting emphasis on our state of our heart.
咁就係講到話，究竟係我哋係著重我哋外在嘅工作，或者係傳統，還是係我哋著重我哋嘅內心
？When the Pharisees and then the experts of the law rebuked Jesus's disciples by emphasizing their externalities,
咁當呢啲法利賽人同埋文士去督責耶穌嘅門徒。是关于他们外在的行动。
Jesus said, it's not the crux of the problem.
咁耶穌話並佢呢啲咁嘅嘢並唔係呢個問題嘅關鍵。
What matters is the heart.
佢最重要嘅就係佢哋心。
Now this heart even believed, right? The heart of these experts of the law believed that the tradition was more precious and more authoritative than scripture.
咁呢啲文士佢哋嘅心認為佢哋嘅傳統咧，比起神嘅話語咧更加重要，更加有權威。
And Jesus is teaching here that his disciples and their audience this truth that any form of devotion to God must be supported by the whole heart of that man.
但耶穌教導佢哋嘅門徒同埋佢哋在場嘅人就係話，任何對神嘅委身咧，一定要有呢個傳人佢哋嘅心係完全嘅去支持。
And by now most of us should understand what the main message of this passage is, that the empty-hearted religious participation is displeased by God.
咁而家你哋應該要明白到就係呢個信息嗰個主題就係話咧，空洞嘅宗教嘅參與咧，神係唔喜悅嘅。
Mark's account does not stop there, but further assists us in understanding how to obey then.And how to acknowledge the commandment of God.
咁啊，馬可福音嘅記載繼續幫助我哋去明白佢點樣去順服同埋去承認神嘅戒命。
And the answer is, of course, Jesus Christ.
咁個答案當然係耶穌基督嘅裏邊。
It refers to the fulfillment of the law in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and in His life.
係指向耶穌基督用佢嘅生命咧，去完全去滿足咗呢個律法。
Now, how does what Pharisees failed to do is being fulfilled in the life of Christ?
咁呢啲文士、法利賽人佢哋做唔到嘅嘢，點樣喺耶穌基督嘅生命裏邊去完成咗咧
？Pharisees couldn't do it on their own.
法利賽人佢哋可以靠自己做。
No one could do it on their own.
但係冇一個人其實可以靠佢哋自己做。
Because of Adam and sin and the original sin.
因為亞當嘅罪
，and that original sin's effect are imputed to all of us。
咁呢個原罪去影響我哋，同埋去入到我哋嘅裏邊。
There's always a disagreement in our hearts and our mind and our body。
咁我哋嘅心、我哋嘅人、我哋嘅意志一定會有唔協調。
When I was young, I often came to the Friday night worship service。
咁我年青嘅時候，我成日都去我哋星期五晚嘅崇拜。
I don't know if you know the name, a game called StarCraft.
咁我哋你或者去記得有一個電腦嘅遊戲叫《星際爭霸》。
Okay, I grew up in Korea, so StarCraft is huge in Korea. But my mind was, how can I play better?
咁我喺韓國長大，咁呢個遊戲咧係好盛行嘅。咁我成日都係諗我點樣可以玩得好啲。
And what kind of strategies should I use? And I was just talking to my friends when preachers were preaching.
咁啊，當啊講道嘅人喺講道嘅時候咧，我就同朋友去講，我應該用咩策略去玩得好啲。
Who knew that I would be preaching?
咁有邊個會諗到我而家去喺度講道
？And who knew that I would be seeing those individuals that I was doing in the pew?
咁我點會估到啊？我又睇緊有啲人係做緊我當時做緊嘅嘢。
God is good.
神係好。
So it emphasizes that Christ's active obedience over human tradition and what he has done saved us from a sinful heart.
咁呢度讲紧系耶稣基督佢主动嘅去顺服系。勝過人佢嘅心佢所跟隨嘅傳統。
So knowing what Christ has done here on earth ought to change our hearts.
耶穌基督喺呢個地上所做嘅係應該要去改變我哋嘅心。
And knowing what Christ has done, what a fool would it be to leave the commandment of God and hold the tradition of men.
佢知道咗耶穌基督為我哋所做嘅，如果我哋只係揸住人嘅傳統去離棄神嘅律法嘅時候，我哋就會好愚蠢。
And that fool, whoever upholds the tradition of men over God's commandment, cannot see more than today.
咁呢啲愚蠢嘅人咧，佢哋唔能够去睇超过今日嘅嘢。
What I'm trying to say is that when we see this passage through the redemptive history that God has planned for sinners,
咁我想讲嘅就系话，当我哋去通过呢个救赎嘅历史去俾我哋睇嘅时候
，we slowly begin to see that people are taught by Jesus with authority, right? And people are slowly recognizing that the tradition of men is actually opposite of the kingdom of God.
当我哋去知道嘅时候，呢啲人咧系慢慢被耶稣基督去教导，慢慢去知道睇到。人的传统其实是跟神的国度是敌对。
So when the law of God gave them the commandments,
当神去将这些律法去颁布给他们,
and twisted sinful nature, distorted that commandment and made into the tradition of men,
而这些人的扭曲的心将这些律法呢去扭曲了成为他们自己的传统的时候,
Christ has come to untwist the twistedness in our hearts.
耶稣基督就来到去将这个扭曲呢去解开。
That this restoration of this twisted nature of our internality and externality of men and women happened there.
就是神耶稣基督去将我们的外在和内在的不一致去再次去修复，将我们的扭曲呢是还原。
But since Christ has not returned yet, this restoration is still ongoing.
但因为耶稣基督未再回来的时候，这个修复的工作仍然是继续进行。
Then that means there will be a moment where this restoration will be fuller to the max.
就是说会有一刻这个修复的工作是完全的完成。
And that's when we enter the kingdom of God.
就是当我们进入神的国度的时候，
That's when the kingdom of God is fully actualized here on earth.
而当神的国度呢，是实现在这个地上。
And that day, everyone will gladly honor God, not only with their lips, but with their whole heart.
在那一刻就是神人呢，是会完全的，不单只用嘴唇，而是用我们的心呢，去尊荣神。
But there will be a wholeness.
当中会有一个完整。
And there will be an agreement of our will and our heart and our body in our act of worship.
在我们的心、我们的知识、我们的情意，我们会一致的在这个敬拜里面去献上。
There will be unity,
会有合一。
In diversity,
在不同的各种的人的当中。
And this unity is not just a Christian doctrine that we strive after.
这个的合一不单只是说我们基督徒不断要学求的那个教义。
If you're familiar with Chinese culture and their value, that oneness or the roundness or the peace is very important.
如果你认识这个中国的一个传统的时候，就是说这个圆、这个合一、这个一致是很重要的。
And that unity, that oneness is highly valued in Asian culture and tradition.
在亚洲的传统的文化里面呢，很着重这个完整性，一个合一性。
Just to kind of help you remember this, my first name is Jin Wan.
我的名字叫真源。
And my parents named me when they were not Christians.
我的父母呢，是给我这个名字，是当他们不是基督徒的时候。
And my one is that one unity in Chinese character.
源这个字呢，就是说一个合一性，一个完整。
That my parents wanted me to be the peacemaker, I guess, to bring the unity in the society.
咁可能我父母寄望我咧，系能够将呢个合一性咧，带俾呢个社会。
But this happened when none of us were Christians.
但系呢啲咧都系我哋未系基督徒嘅时候咧，系有咁样。
This is what we call the point of contact, people. Point of contact, like the relationship.
Oh, okay.即係呢個就係話咧，想我成為咧，又係一個同人接觸嘅人當中嘅關係，帶到呢個關係。
Christianity offers that fullness of wholeness。
基督教去將呢個完整性去一次帶俾人。
And those non-Christians in our culture, They seek after, strive after this oneness.
咁啊，喺我哋嘅文化裏邊，呢啲嘅非基督徒亦都去尋求呢種咁嘅完整性。
They go after peace.
佢哋尋求平安。
And they desire tranquility.
佢哋啊，渴求一個安穩。
And these people, we can't offer the message of the kingdom of God, where there will be agreement of, there will be full oneness of our body.
其實我哋可以去俾神呢、这個原合一呢、这個神嘅國度嘅合一嘅信息，亦都可以俾佢哋聽到。
Now, even though these Pharisees and scribes were almost like pastors and theologians back in the days,
咁雖然呢啲啊法利賽人同埋文士喺當時嘅社會裏邊，可能好似啊一啲嘅神學家咁樣。
Jesus is rebuking their twisted interpretations and applications of God's commandment.
但神耶穌基督咧，去督責佢哋去錯誤嘅去解釋神嘅誡命。
So receiving the word of God is just the beginning.
去得到神嘅話，接受神嘅話語，只不過係一個開始。
And how we ought to understand the word of God, and how we ought to apply that word of God in our life is another.
然後我哋去點樣去明白同埋應用神嘅話語喺我哋心裏邊咧，就係另一步啦。
The twisted and self-seeking motivations of the Word of God without Christ will only lead us to misunderstanding and state of folly.
如果冇耶穌基督，我哋只係單靠我哋自己去理解神嘅話語嘅時候咧，只會令到我哋自己係變得愚蠢。
So knowing is important, but knowing right is more important.
認識係好重要，然後正確嘅認識係最更加重要。
In the language of Trinity, the content of our knowledge is Christ, the Word of God, and the way that we apply and interpret the Word of God is what the Holy Spirit helps us.
就係話喺三位一體嘅講法，就係話神耶穌基督就係呢個話語，然後點樣我哋去明白呢個耶穌基督嘅話語，就係話藉住聖靈嘅能力。
And in today's passage, in a nutshell, God desires our sincere love and obedience to Him more than the religious activities or religious ritual involvements.
今日嘅信息就係話神咧喜悅我哋誠心嘅去尊敬佢，去敬拜佢，多過我哋呢啲嘅跟隨嘅傳統或者外在嘅傳統。
And what is interesting that comes after this is that Jesus taught this lesson in comparison with the fifth commandment.
咁好有趣嘅就係話耶穌基督講到呢個信息嘅時候咧。是比較緊第五條戒命。
Those who are the member of this church, what's the fifth commandment?
咁第五條戒命係講乜嘢
？Yes, I know you know it. Hannah, we went through this. Renee, we went through this. Where are you?
Hannah 同 Renee 應該識啦。
Yes, it is to honor your parents, right?
就係孝敬父母。
Honor your parents means In Jewish culture, honoring parents meant not only respecting them, but helping them financially and physically as they aged.
咁啊，猶太人嘅傳統嘅裏邊，孝敬父母咧，唔單止係尊榮佢哋，而係當佢哋去年老嘅時候咧，要喺經濟上邊喺身體上邊咧，亦都係要支持佢哋。
Sadly, scribal tradition of these elders offered a way to get around it.
但係呢啲文士佢哋嘅傳統咧，就係有一個方法咧，令到呢啲嘅猶太人咧係有一個其他嘅方法去唔係咁樣做。
Which was simply to say that one's possessions that they ought to need, they ought to use to support their family members, were Corban.
咁就係話咧，你用嗰啲你所擁有嘅或者係金錢咧，去支持你嘅屋企人嘅時候咧，呢個就係叫割耳板。
Corban is a possession that was set apart to give to God. So it was like an offering money.
咁佢話咧，個割耳板咧，其實就好似係另外擺埋一邊，係要俾神嘅，好似一個奉獻咁樣。
So these Pharisees and scribes, they had aged parents who needed financial and physical help.
咁啊，呢啲文士法利賽人就話佢哋有年老嘅父母要得到經濟上嘅支持嘅時候。
And they were ought to use that possession to help their parents, but what they said is,Oh, no, I'm using this to give a gift to God. I'm using this as a Corban, a possession that need to be given to God. So I cannot give it to you, my parents.
咁佢哋話我 佢哋應該要去支持佢哋父母嘅呢啲嘅金錢咧。佢話：我呢份錢咧係應該要俾神嘅呢、這個所謂嘅國語版。咁我唔可以用呢份錢咧去支持我嘅父母。
Now, this twisting of God's word by people who esteemed it as holy is especially revealing to us this morning.
咁啊，呢啲啊所謂嘅啊被尊重嘅人，佢哋點樣去扭曲神嘅話語嘅時候咧，其實俾我哋睇到更加多嘅嘢。
So in the context of contemporary life, right, we're living in a 21st century, we see numbers of empty rituals in our church.
咁喺啊現代喺而家呢個時代，我哋都睇到喺教會裏邊其實好多嘅空洞嘅一啲嘅習俗。
For example, our physical presence during the service can resemble the human tradition of man that the Pharisees strived after.
譬如我哋係啊係坐喺呢度，我哋喺呢度啊坐喺度嘅時候咧。其實就好似啊，法利賽人佢哋要得到，要去啊，去鼓吹，要跟隨嗰個傳統。
Also, for another example would be a simple confession of external piety with lips and without the change of hearts and minds is common among many of us.
而事實上喺嘴唇上邊，我哋所講嘅啊，所承認嘅嚇，或者係所宣講嘅嗰種虔誠。而冇內心嘅轉變嘅時候，其實呢個亦都係經常可以見到。
One takeaway from today's passage is that God desires our hearts to be obedient to His word。
咁我哋今日嘅信息，我哋應該要去睇到嘅就係話，神去渴求我哋嘅心去順服佢嘅話語。
And His word is His only begotten Son。
佢嘅話語就係佢獨一嘅兒子。
And we ought to obey our Christ, our Jesus.More than emphasizing on our external religious involvement.
我哋要去順服耶穌基督，比起我哋只係外在嘅啊參與或者係外在嘅宗教嘅傳統咧，更加重要。
Sadly, we see that the manipulation of human traditions throughout the course of church history have defiled the body of Christ.
唔可惜嘅就係話喺歷史裏邊，我哋睇到人。去點樣去扭曲神嘅話語，去成為人嘅傳統嘅時候咧，去使到神嘅教會肢體咧係變得污穢。
But once again, in this, even though we are living in this world of folly, even though we are living in a world of sin, God did not leave it behind and close His eyes on us.
但係縱使我哋活喺呢個罪嘅世界同埋呢個愚蠢嘅世界，但係神並冇離棄我哋，或者係合埋眼唔睇我哋。
The failure that we just read in today's passage of the hypocrites to accept God's commandment, it was replaced by the success of Jesus Christ, who perfectly obeyed and lived out God's commandment.
我哋睇到耶啊以色列人係失敗嘅，唔能夠去接受神嘅戒命嘅時候，我哋睇到耶穌基督點樣用佢嘅成功去完全嘅去順服神嘅戒命係取代咗。
And Jesus is the only human being in the entire world who lived in an agreement of their heart and their action without any defect.
咁耶穌基督喺呢個世界上邊唯一一個人係能夠係用佢嘅心同埋佢嘅行動係一致，而唔係有任何嘅瑕疵嘅。
Without his entire being, with his inside and out, he lived perfectly without sin.Without twisted nature of body and mind,
佢全整個人無論喺入邊、內心或者喺外邊，亦都係冇罪，係佢嘅心係並冇被扭曲。
So apart from being united to Christ, we wouldn't have that agreement.
咁如果我哋唔係同耶穌基督聯合嘅時候咧，我哋唔亦都唔能夠有呢個一致性。
And that union is already offered to us at the cross.
而呢個與基督嘅聯合嘅機會係已經喺十架上邊俾咗我哋。
What I mean by that is there's nothing we can do to earn that offering。
我所講嘅就係話，我哋唔能夠去做啲乜嘢去賺得呢個嘅機會。
It's only by belief in Christ we may be united in Christ, therefore our mind and heart would be in agreement to worship God。
係只有藉住信心去相信耶穌基督，我哋先至能夠係使我哋嘅心同埋行動去一致。去敬拜，去讚美神。
So, just want to wrap up today's sermon by noting a few things.
我再想講幾點去結束今日嘅講道。
So the Israelites' misplacement of trust and dependence displayed their empty-hearted rituals and empty-hearted feasts.
咁以色列人點樣錯誤嘅將佢哋嘅信心同埋佢哋所依靠嘅俾佢哋俾人哋睇到咧？就係去表達咗佢哋內心嗰嗰個空洞嘅傳統同埋佢哋所做嘅嘢。
The heart of the matter was that empty tradition and the obduracy of the heart of Israel were displeasing to God.
咁問題嘅核心就係話人嘅空洞嘅傳統同埋佢哋嘅心嘅頑固。神是不喜悅。
People honor God with their lips, but their lifestyles, their heart are far from God.
人用嘴唇去尊榮神，但是他們的生活，他們的心呢，是遠離神。
And therefore they worship God in vain and taught the commandments of men as Christian doctrines.
所以他們敬拜神只是不過是空洞的，是沒有用的。他們教神的戒命呢，亦都只係好似教一個嘅教義一樣。
And some of you may feel like because I am in a position to preach that I am far from what we've been covering thus far。
咁啊，可能你以為我喺度講道嘅時候咧，我嘅心咧就可能係冇咁遠。
And just because I am doing the membership class with you, Hannah and Renee, that does not make me any better than you。
咁唔係因為我去教这个会友班，又使我自己呢去比其他人更加好。
I must admit, sometimes I worship God with only my lips.
我要承认我有时都是用只是用我的嘴唇去敬拜神。
And sometimes when I come down from my pulpit, I look to myself and listen to my sermon, and I compare that to my daily life and how far my life is from the content of the preaching.
有時我聽翻我自己講道嘅時候，可以睇到我自己所教導嘅同我自己嘅生活嘅樣式係爭幾遠。
And when I realize that, I feel so incompetent to be called to be a preacher.
咁我都成日覺得好似我係唔能夠並冇呢個能力咧，係被呼召成為一個宣講神嘅話語嘅人。
And what I'm trying to say is that we are all in the same page, on the same page.
我想讲就系话，其实我哋每一个人都系喺一个同一个地步。
If a person next to you can do it, it's not because they're competent, or it's not because they're more faithful than you are, but it's because by the power of the Holy Spirit they are able to do so.
喺你隔篱个人，佢哋能够咁样做，并唔系因为佢哋更加有能力、更加有信心，而系藉住圣灵嘅大能。
And if that person can receive the grace of God, then you can also.
咁如果嗰個人能夠得到神接受神嘅恩典嘅時候咧，你都可以。
The heart of the matter is your heart。
嗰個問題嘅中心就係你嘅心。
And how we respond to God's grace and love and goodness that was shown in Jesus, not while we were holy, but while we were sinners。
就我哋點樣可以接受神嘅恩典同埋美善，就係喺耶穌基督裏邊。當我哋仍然係罪人嘅時候
，What God desires is not external ritualism, but heart of worship.
神所渴求嘅唔係外在嘅傳統，而係心裏邊嘅崇拜。
And heart of worship is able not by our works, but by the works of God.
咁而我哋嘅心裏邊能夠崇拜，唔係。是藉著人的工作，而是藉著神的話語。
Lastly, remember this, everyone, that God has made the way for us to do that.
最後要記得就是說神已經為我們開一條路。
In Christ, let us abundantly honor God with our lips, with our hearts, and with everything we have.
在耶穌基督裡面，讓我們用我們所有的，無論是我們的嘴唇、我哋嘅心、我哋所有嘅去敬拜神。
Please join me in a prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Dear God, your word sanctifies us both internally and externally.
主啊，你嘅话语去喺内在同埋外在都去洁净我哋。
All of us humbly come before you.
我哋每一个人嚟到你嘅面前。
please purify our hearts so that we may worship you and please you according to the way you have laid before us.
去洁净我哋嘅心，以致我哋每一个人系嚟到敬拜你，系使到你喜悦。
Lord, you teach us the truth.
主你教导，用真理教导我哋。
And you move our hearts to respond to that truth.
你去推动我哋嘅心去回应呢个真理。
You remove heart of stone and give the heart of flesh.
去攞走我哋嘅石心，俾我哋一个肉心。
And you write your laws in our hearts, and all will know who you are.
去将你嘅诫命去写喺我哋嘅心里边，以致我哋都认识你。
We hope for that day where the sinful world will see your glory and shout for joy。
我哋期待呢、这个罪嘅世界去睇到你嘅荣耀，然后就雀跃欢欣。
Guide our lips and our hearts and our steps。
保守我哋嘅心、我哋嘅嘴唇、我哋所行嘅每一步。
Protect our hearts, by.Uniting our internal belief and external obedience.
让我们的心的所相信的和我外在所顺服的都是一致。
Lead us by your hand, Lord God. We need you.
主，我们需要你，求你的手去带领我们。
We love you and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray.
主，我们爱你，我们敬拜你，我们奉耶稣基督的名义求。
Amen.
Amen.